So a question from the audience, Hope, is the issue of 6 months of adjuvant trastuzumab. Just give us the bottom line in about 20 seconds.
There are a number of different studies looking at 6 versus 12 months or 9 weeks versus 12 months of trastuzumab and 1 year versus 2 years. Longer than 1 year doesn't seem to provide benefit. And in some patients, potentially with lower risk disease, a shorter duration of trastuzumab may provide the same benefit as a longer duration.
So can you envision a clinical situation where you'd recommend 6 months?
You know, it's hard because in the U.S., our standard is 1 year, and we have conflicting studies. And the study that was just presented, although impressive in terms of its non-inferiority, did have patients who were treated in a different way than we treat them standardly in the U.S. and the way they're treated now in the U.K. And the patients were kind of selected to be lower risk so they could get 6 months as well. You know, you could treat your patient and have them be on trastuzumab and then select them to be randomized on the trial. So, you know, it's a little bit of a bias. So I think if I had an older patient or a patient with toxicity or somebody who desperately wanted to stop with lower risk disease, I wouldn't fall on my sword about stopping them at 6 months. And I would feel confident that I had provided them with a reasonable amount of therapy. But for the majority of patients we treat who tend to have somewhat higher risk disease, I would probably still give a year.
And I assume also would mean you wouldn't consider 6 months of pertuzumab and trastuzumab.
You know, it's just so completely non-evidence-based that I don't think we can even go there.